the measure approved by the House Judiciary Committee would boost the limits to $4,000 every year from any individual source, up from $440. Potentially more significant, it would allow any one person or PAC to wield huge influence by eliminating the existing $5,600 cap on contributions to all candidates in all races. Representative J.D. Mesnard said this should help deal with the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which allows independent expenditure committees to collect and spend unlimited funds for campaigns beyond the control of the candidates.
What good is the $30,000 or $40,000 I raise, $300 and $400 at a time, if they give me that much, when one side is out there raising $400,000 and the other side's raising $400,000? I might as well sit back and watch and hope I come out on top.
But Sam Wyrsinski of the Arizona Advocacy Network said there's another side to the changes.
The potential corrupting influence that large sums of money, as said by the U.S. Supreme Court, can have, whether real or perceived, in our political system.
And Todd Lang, director of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission, said it's not fair to let privately funded candidates collect more without similarly increasing what's provided for publicly funded candidates. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.